Imagine a world where holiday magic isn't just metaphorical, but tangibly real. Where enchanted snowflakes fall from the sky, wishes can be granted at midnight, and an entire city transforms into a life-size snow globe. This is the captivating reality of Stephanie Garber's Spectacular, a dazzling holiday romance set in the magical world of Caraval. Since its release, the novel has become a cultural phenomenon, with celebrities like Taylor Swift and Reese Witherspoon naming it among their favorite seasonal reads. What makes this book particularly special is how it weaves the familiar warmth of holiday traditions with the intoxicating magic that has made Garber's fantasy world so beloved by millions. As we enter this enchanted tale of love, deception, and holiday wonder, prepare to be transported to a place where even the most cynical hearts might believe in magic again. The transformation of Valenda during the great holiday season is nothing short of magical. The entire city becomes what sailors later describe as an enormous swirling snow globe. Ships mysteriously stop arriving at port, but the citizens are too captivated by the festive atmosphere to notice anything amiss. The only exception is a young, sensible sailor named Pierre, who notices the missing vessels and intends to report the strange occurrence. But even Pierre's determination is no match for the holiday enchantment. When he encounters a life-size gingerbread house reminiscent of his grandmother's creations, he hears her voice calling him inside with promises of hot chocolate and butterspice star cookies. Unable to resist this supernatural pull, Pierre abandons his concerns and steps into the house, becoming one of many peculiar tales that would circulate after the holiday season. The magic of the great holiday doesn't just transform buildings and streets, it transforms people's perceptions and priorities. The ordinary rules of caution and logic seem to dissolve like snowflakes on warm skin. Even the palace undergoes a spectacular metamorphosis, renamed Nutcracker Castle for the season, and adorned with enchanted decorations that defy the laws of nature. Outside in the royal gardens, genuine snowflakes fall among impressive ice sculptures, ballerinas frozen mid-pirouette, luck bunnies poised to grant good fortune, and horses pulling a jeweled sled. Most impressive is the enormous holiday clock counting down to the celebration, its magical hands moving with ceremonial precision. And standing amid this winter wonderland is the shimmering statue of the Merry Queen, said to grant wishes at midnight on Great Holiday Eve to those pure of heart. This setting isn't just beautiful. It's alive with possibility, with magic humming beneath the surface of every snowflake and sparkle. The city has become a place where the line between reality and enchantment blurs, where wishes might actually come true, and where even the most ordinary person might stumble into an extraordinary adventure. It's against this backdrop that Princess Donatella Dragna's famous tale begins, a story that would outshine all others in the magical snow globe that Valenda has become. What do you give the man who can conjure anything with magic? This is the dilemma facing Princess Donatella Dragna as the great holiday approaches. Her desperation is so intense that she begs her sister, Empress Scarlet, to change the date of the celebration entirely, a request that causes the ballroom to literally shake with its audacity. Scarlet refuses, explaining that holidays matter deeply to people, especially children who have been counting down the days with excitement. But Tella's anxiety runs deeper than mere procrastination. Legend, the immortal master of Caraval and the love of her life, seems to be pulling away since giving up his full immortality for love. A perfect gift isn't just a holiday obligation. It feels like her chance to rekindle what they're losing. It's the thought that counts, Scarlet insists. But Julian, Scarlet's love and Legend's brother, disagrees. Everything is a game to my brother, he warns, including gifts. This insight only heightens Tella's anxiety. How do you win a gift-giving game against someone who has lived for centuries and can create magical wonders? The stakes feel impossibly high as Tella sets off for Garland Street after hearing whispers of Mr. Garland's Toy Chest, a legendary shop that opens only once a year on Great Holiday Eve. The pressure she feels reflects a universal truth about gift giving. Sometimes it's not about the object itself, but what it represents. For Tella, finding the perfect gift for Legend isn't merely about material value. It's about proving the depth of her understanding of him, the sincerity of her love, and perhaps most importantly, her ability to surprise someone who has seen everything. As she departs the ballroom, Scarlett and Julian exchange a meaningful glance, not their usual romantic look, but something concerning that might have changed everything for Tella if only she had turned to see it. This subtle moment plants the first seed of mystery in our story. What did they know that Tella doesn't? What forces are at work beyond her awareness? The holiday season in Valenda, it seems, will be filled with more than just festive cheer. Secrets and schemes are brewing beneath the glittering surface. Garland Street appears before Tella like a vision from a holiday storybook, a picturesque, snow-covered lane with carolers singing traditional songs, their breath visible in the crisp winter air. Yet something about it feels strangely artificial, as if the entire street had been plucked from a porcelain display that might vanish after the holiday season ends. The shops lining the street offer ordinary sweets and trinkets rather than the magical items Tella had hoped to find for Legend. Her disappointment grows with each storefront she passes, until, at the end of the lane, she spots Mr. Garland's toy chest, a small cranberry red shop that stands out from the others with an ancient, timeless quality. In the window, a lifelike ballerina doll turns on golden marionette strings with no visible operator. Her movements so fluid, they seem almost human. Just as Tella approaches the door, her heart quickens at the reflection of a black top hat in the window. She spins around to find Legend himself standing there in his signature black attire, his bronze skin shimmering with an unfamiliar magic she can't quite identify. Their encounter is charged with unspoken tension. Despite the romantic setting, snow falling around them in the picture-perfect street, Legend remains cool and distant. He teases her about trying to buy him a gift and reveals he knows she asked Scarlett to change the holiday date, causing Tella to blush with embarrassment. When he announces he must leave for urgent caravel business, promising only to try returning for Scarlett's ball, Tella feels the distance between them growing. Though she imagines chasing after him and starting a romantic snowball fight that would end in kisses and warmth, she remembers advice from a relationship booklet: never chase after a man. This terrible guidance keeps her rooted in place as Legend disappears into the snow, leaving her alone with her confusion and disappointment. The enchantment of Garland Street takes a darker turn when a young vendor with a shimmering red cart approaches. Tella notices clockwork creaking from his joints and realizes he's actually a toy, not a boy. He offers her a sparkling candy star, promising it will lead her to her one true love by midnight on Great Holiday Eve. Despite her protests that she already has a true love, the clockwork boy questions Legend's departure without a kiss. Hoping the candy will confirm Legend as her destined love, Tella accepts it. After one bite, she tastes cinnamon and sugar before everything turns fuzzy. As her vision blurs and she falls, the clockwork boy grins and says, "Happy Great Holiday, Princess." In this moment, the line between enchantment and deception becomes dangerously blurred, setting Tella on a path she never anticipated. Julian Santos embraces the great holiday with childlike enthusiasm, reveling in the cheerful atmosphere, traditional kissing, and not least, how good he looks in festive green attire. His brother Legend, however, approaches the season with the demeanor of a lump of coal, his usual magical charisma dampened by holiday cynicism. Julian suspects Legend's aversion stems from jealousy, not of the festivities themselves, but of the holiday magic and how it makes people feel. This explains why Caravel, Legend's magical game, has never before coincided with the great holiday season. There's a subtle competition at play between different types of enchantment, with Legend preferring to be the sole source of wonder in people's lives. When legend grimaces at children building a snowman outside, Julian can't resist teasing that the snow figure bears a striking resemblance to his brother. Their banter reveals the complex dynamics between them. Julian needling legend about being nervous, legend criticizing Julian's green outfit with the cutting remark that he looks like an elf. Julian defends himself with characteristic charm, claiming he's the more magical brother, in Scarlett's opinion. This jab prompts Legend to leave, with Julian calling after him that he'll need luck, a cryptic comment that suggests Julian knows more about what's unfolding than he's letting on. The brothers' relationship exemplifies the complicated nature of family during holidays. Despite their immortal origins and magical abilities, they still experience the very human emotions of rivalry, affection, and irritation. Julian's enjoyment of the holiday contrasts sharply with Legend's resistance, highlighting how even magical beings can have vastly different responses to traditions and celebrations. More importantly, their interaction hints at a scheme in progress. Julian's parting comment about Legend needing luck suggests he's aware of plans that the reader isn't yet privy to. The brothers may be at odds in their holiday spirit, but they seem united in some secret purpose concerning Tella, a purpose that will soon unfold in unexpected ways. Tella awakens in a pile of cold snow, her head pounding and her pockets emptied, drugged and robbed by the clockwork boy from Garland Street. Finding herself in Valenda's Spice Quarter, a seedy district known for illegal activities, she overhears two girls discussing Caravelle auditions. This catches her attention immediately. Why would Legend be holding auditions when he told her he was working outside the city? Curiosity piqued, she follows the girls to the Green Bottle Shop, where an old woman directs her through a trapdoor. Inside, she's given a garish costume, a lurid green corset adorned with red feathers that makes her look like a holiday bird that had flown into a window. Meeting a friendly girl named Yasmin, Tella quickly realizes this isn't the real Caravelle. Legend would never use such shabby surroundings or cheap costumes. Rather than flee, Tella decides to continue the charade as Daniela to discover who's impersonating Legend and why. Her suspicions grow when the girls giggle about rumors of private audiences with Master Legend, a practice the real Legend would never engage in. Though jealousy flares briefly, Tella reminds herself this isn't her Legend, and she determines to expose the imposter before returning to the palace. The situation darkens when Tella is forced onto a stale-smelling stage, blinded by bright lanterns as she's ordered to turn around to show her backside. Refusing to comply, she demands to see Legend instead. A smooth, silky voice, clearly not the real Legend, but someone with powerful magic, commands she be taken to his private chambers. Despite her protests that she has powerful friends, Tella finds herself bound, blindfolded, and gagged by men in nutcracker masks. When one captor mockingly calls her Your Highness, she realizes they know her true identity. The danger is real, but Tella remains determined to escape without involving Scarlet or Legend and to expose whoever is running this counterfeit Caravelle operation. Shoved into a room with plush carpets smelling of cloves and cinnamon, Tella hears a low, magical laugh that sends tingles across her skin. Her captor approaches, his dark magic feeling like candlelight dancing over her skin. Despite her predicament, she's acutely aware of his presence and the dangerous attraction she feels, an attraction that confuses and troubles her as much as her physical captivity. The imposter Legend removes Tella's gag, what keeps her blindfolded, his touch sending dangerous sparks across her skin as he toys with her corset ribbons. When Tella protests she's in love with someone else, he confidently claims he can change her mind. His seductive advances leave her breathless, despite her attempts to resist, creating a confusing mixture of attraction and defiance within her. When she asks how to earn the blindfold's removal, he proposes a game. If she wins, he'll remove it and untie her. If she loses, she remains his captive. This proposal, turning her captivity into a contest, echoes the real legend's love of games, making Tella question who this man truly is. Before she can learn more, they're interrupted by a knock, and he reluctantly leaves with a promise to return tomorrow, kissing her cheek before departing. Left alone, tied up, and blindfolded, Tella pounds futilely against the door, shouting for her captor to return. As midnight strikes, ringing in Great Holiday Eve with 12 bell chimes, the snow globe tilts again, sending glittering snow swirling through the city. While hearts everywhere grow lighter with holiday magic, Tella loses her balance in her bindings and flops unceremoniously to the ground, a stark contrast to the joy spreading throughout the rest of the city. Meanwhile, Tella's captor is presented with a worn booklet found among her possessions, How Not to Lose the Love of Your Life by Pandora Lovelace. Though initially inclined to burn such material, he realizes this discovery could be useful in his plans. The performer confirms it belonged to the princess, and the kidnapper examines the well-read pages with calculating interest, seeing an opportunity to exploit whatever he's found. When he returns to Tella, she finds herself caught in a passionate encounter as his lips trail down her throat. When he offers to untie her and exchange for a kiss, she agrees, and he frees her wrists before claiming her mouth wickedly and possessively. As he begins untying her corset, Tella suddenly worries about the man's true identity. He kisses differently than legend normally does. She impulsively tears off her blindfold only to discover she still cannot see anything. "You shouldn't have done that," he says hoarsely, before setting her down and disappearing, leaving her alone in the darkness with her growing doubts and fears. The game has taken an unexpected turn, and Tella can no longer be certain of anything, least of all her own heart. Despite her intentions to escape and find her true kidnapper, an exhausted Tella falls asleep, still troubled by her captor's parting words. She hopes to dream of the real legend, but cannot, for Great Holiday Eve is the one night when dreams escape, dancing on rooftops and making merry atop shingles. As Tella sleeps, the holiday night passes with its magical traditions, for holidays are not just for humans after all. Meanwhile, Scarlett's Great Holiday Ball unfolds like a child's fantasy of adulthood. Exquisitely dressed guests in red cravats and fur-lined gowns fill the Holly Jolly Holiday Ballroom, which smells of peppermint and gingerbread. Magic permeates everything. Candles that never burn down, punch served by Poison the Royal Potion Master with snowflake marshmallows that grant minor wishes, and Jovan offering enchanted holiday wishes from atop a ribbon-adorned reindeer. Aiko paints mysterious future scenes for delighted children, while Scarlett admires her dashing husband Julian in his velvet coat. Despite the perfect celebration, Scarlett feels a flutter of concern for her missing sister, though Julian suggests eggnog might ease her worries, another hint that he knows more than he's revealing about Tella's whereabouts. When Tella awakens, she finds a black note with gold writing among the elaborate holiday treats she's been enjoying. The message contains just three words: "Ready to play?" Realizing the game isn't over, she notices three wrapped packages near the fireplace. A second note instructs her to choose your armor. Inside the packages, she finds a golden shield and helm with red butterflies, a stunning rose and gold gown with a daring neckline, and a copy of How Not to Lose the Love of Your Life by Pandora Lovelace, the same book her captor had read to her earlier. Disgusted by the bad advice it contains, Tella tosses the book into the fire. After bathing and changing into the spectacular golden gown, she calls out that her armor is on, and the door to her room swings open. Tella enters a magnificent glass dome, where falling stars transform into snow and shimmer through the glass like raining moonlight. Inside is only a pedestal with more presents and another note instructing her to choose your weapon. Outside the dome, she spots a shadowy figure resembling Legend. When she realizes the door behind her has vanished, trapping her inside the snow globe, the figure approaches. Opening a box on the pedestal, she finds a blindfold that dissolves into her old love letter to Legend. Turning around, she confirms it truly is Legend, dressed magnificently in a holiday red tailcoat. Overjoyed, they kiss passionately as moonlight snow falls around them. Later, Tella pretends she knew it was Legend all along, though she actually only realized it was him when she heard his distinctive laugh while blindfolded. Legend reveals that Scarlett and Julian were involved in his elaborate holiday scheme, explaining the meaningful glances and cryptic comments that had puzzled Tella earlier. As magical lights appear in the trees outside and bells jingle in the distance, Legend confesses that while he doesn't love the great holiday, he loves Tella. This revelation completes the transformation of both characters. Tella has learned to trust her instincts rather than following bad advice from relationship books, and Legend has embraced the vulnerability that comes with truly loving someone. The snow globe within a snow globe becomes the perfect metaphor for their relationship, a private world of magic and love contained within the larger enchantment of the holiday season. What began as a quest for the perfect gift has become something far more valuable, a deeper understanding between two people who have learned to see beyond illusion to the truth of their feelings. As the great holiday dawns across Valenda, the city continues to shimmer like an enormous snow globe, but for Tella and Legend, the real magic isn't in the enchanted decorations or the holiday traditions. It's in the spectacular discovery that love itself is the most powerful magic of all. What makes spectacular truly spectacular isn't just its magical setting or holiday atmosphere. It's how it explores universal truths about love and relationships through the lens of fantasy. The book reminds us that, even in a world where actual magic exists, the most transformative power comes from emotional authenticity and vulnerability. Through intricate world-building and layered character development, the story weaves together elements of traditional fantasy with deeply resonant emotional themes. Tella's journey teaches us that the perfect gift isn't an object, but a genuine connection. Her quest to find the ultimate present for Legend leads her through magical marketplaces and dangerous encounters, only to discover that what she's been seeking has been within reach all along. Legend, meanwhile, learns that control must sometimes give way to surrender if love is to flourish. His character arc demonstrates how even the most powerful beings must learn to trust and be vulnerable. Together, they discover that relationships aren't games to be won, but experiences to be shared, a lesson as relevant in our world as it is in their magical one. The novel also cleverly subverts holiday tropes while celebrating them. The traditional elements are all there, the decorations, the gifts, the ball, but they're infused with both wonder and danger. Crystalline snow might conceal deadly traps, enchanted presents could contain curses, and the grand holiday ball becomes a battlefield of both emotions and magic. This balance keeps the story from becoming saccharine while still delivering the comfort and joy we seek from holiday tales. The author masterfully uses these familiar elements to create something fresh and unexpected, proving that even well-worn traditions can hold new magic when viewed through the right lens. Perhaps most importantly, Spectacular reminds us that sometimes we need to tear off our blindfolds, both literal and metaphorical, to see what's truly before us. This theme manifests throughout the story in multiple ways, through Tella's gradual understanding of Legend's true nature, through Legend's recognition of his own emotional walls, and through various supporting characters who must confront their own illusions. In a season often clouded by expectations and obligations, this message resonates with particular clarity. The most spectacular magic happens when we allow ourselves to see and be seen with perfect clarity. The book's exploration of trust and truth extends beyond its central romance to examine family relationships, friendships, and self-discovery. Each magical challenge and supernatural encounter serves as a mirror, reflecting deeper truths about human nature and the courage required to embrace authentic connections. Through its fantastical elements, Spectacular ultimately delivers a profound meditation on the real magic that exists in genuine human connection.